Until about a month ago, when the demands became very strong, and I was actually on a conference call. Get this. I was the only person on the conference call that was not an attorney. We had an attorney. We had two of their attorneys, two of our attorneys, and me. Can you imagine that? Four attorneys and a comedian. What a conference call. This is great, isn't it? Great. And out of the mouths of one of their attorneys came the edict that 98% of the IBOs were not to participate in income, nor were they to know there was even an opportunity. Now, wait a minute. Let me say this again, because that's what I did. I went, wait a minute. The phone must be, something's wrong here. What was that? 98%, I'm trying to reconstruct it in my mind. 98% of the people in our organization, 98%, these are the people we've sworn to protect. These are the people we went out for. 98%, now wait a minute, 98% of the people in our organization cannot participate in the income, nor can they even know there's an opportunity. I listened to that and I thought, oh my gosh. And I ran into the kitchen and I grabbed a pen and a piece of paper and I wrote it down because I said, nobody will ever believe this. Nobody will ever believe they said that. I can't believe they said that. Nobody will believe it. Holy cow, I wish they'd put it on paper. So they did. A letter from the corporation dated March 25th, 2002. Carbon copying everybody in the corporation, evidently. And a line here that says, your plan presents challenges under our rules unless its income opportunity is limited to a small percentage of high PIN level IBOs. Let me just make sure you get this. Your plan presents challenges under our rules unless its income opportunity is limited to a small percentage of high PIN level IBOs. Now, let me just tell you this, all right? Just stop for a second. I'm not on...